Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What? What is up?
Just basking.
Hello.
In the glow of the Portland Timbers, that's all.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just soaking
up. Did you guys watch the game?
The big MLS victory.
Yes.
Mike, did you watch it?
2-1, crotch chop.
You're telling me that my team was on and it was live sports? Hell yeah, I watched
it. Every second of
it. Wait, you're a Timbers fan?
I am. I watched both of my soccer teams yesterday on TV.
Who's your other team?
Southampton in the Premier League.
Ah, yes. I prefer Northampton myself, but I appreciate
Yeah, Northampton's a couple of divisions down.
But
it is a real team, though.
I appreciate. What about West Hampton?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Again, it's all about Northampton for me. North.
Technically, they're Northampton Town. You should get it right.
Yeah, everyone is a fan of Southampton. Psh, anyone. It's like being a Yankee fan. No. We root for the North.
Yeah, it's not.
We root for the North.
I picked a very average team.
Whatever, Mike.
Why'd you pick that team?
Because the first year I watched, they were surprisingly good, finished in the top 10 and had a lot of good players. And so I was like, oh, this team's really cool. I'll get behind them. And then they sold a lot of their really good players, most of them to the same team, Liverpool, who then won the title. So, you know, I'm not bitter or anything.
I'm against them because they're selling people. You can't do that.
That's
illegal. You can't just go around selling people.
But yesterday,
God, they're
working
for Wayfair, human trafficking people, and Mike's all for it. Jeez,
yesterday,
Mike.
Southampton rescued a 2-2 draw against Man United, and then the Timbers won. It was a great soccer day for me.
Olé, 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 olé.
Did you see all those goals the Timbers scored?
Yeah, two.
Dude, it was crazy.
It blew my mind. I was like, what? What is all this high-scoring action? Three goals? What?
So, wait, are they now 1-0?
Yes.
Or are they?
Yes, in their group, they're 1-0.
The group of death.
Yes.
Who is it? The group of death?
Yes.
That's
who's in the group?
It.
Seattle?
No.
Vancouver?
No.
Toronto?
LA?
No.
Miami?
LA, yes. Well, they just
Dallas.
Played LA, so you probably could have guessed that.
Miami?
No.
Damn it.
LA?
The Thorns.
New York?
LAFC?
Philadelphia?
And Houston and the Timbers are all in the same
Vancouver.
Group.
Vancouver.
I don't like Houston.
Houston will be out. They've got the Rona. They'll catch it.
But they're in Orlando now.
They'll still catch it.
Okay.
They'll find a way.
It was a good soccer day yesterday. It was fun.
I did not see it.
Well, I'm glad it's back for you soccer nerds.
I missed it. When was it on?
The Timbers game?
Yeah.
Last night.
7:30 last night.
Oh.
On
no.
Fox
Come on,
Sports
man.
1.
I went for a walk.
FS1.
Yeah, I was out to cruise in the neighborhoods. And I was called a hooligan by an old lady.
Yeah.
Well,
you are. Look at you.
Well, it was me and my whole family, and so I, like...
Did you have your soccer scarf on?
I did not have my soccer scarf on, but I did have this interaction, which I kind of appreciated her honesty. So it was, like, dusk. The lights were just getting ready to go down, and it was her side yard, right on the sidewalk, and it had the most immaculate-looking grass I've ever seen. And it's the old folks' neighborhood, so I was like, wow. But I kind of thought maybe it was fake grass, so I bent down to touch it, right? And I got the old lady from out of the shadows, hey, what are you doing? And I responded with, I'm touching your grass to see if it's real. Is that okay? And then there was a long pause, and she just responded with, no. And I was like, well, it's Valid point, apparently.
What is it with you and old people?
Apparently, that's not okay. God. The old's,
Leave their grass alone. Well, will you just leave them alone?
I wanted to touch the
grass.
I
guarantee you they're having an emergency meeting tonight. And it won't be on Zoom because they can't figure it out.
No.
It'll be in person. And it'll be about you.
Yeah. I just enjoyed.
You've pissed in every one of their pots so far.
Well, she did ask me what I was doing, and I gave her an honest answer. And she responded with a resounding no, it's not okay.
Gotta ask.
Yeah. I mean,
like petting a dog.
Yeah. And then I said, sorry about that. I said, enjoy your evening. You seem like a wonderful human being. And then she responded by calling us hooligans.
Gotta take shots. Gotta take shots.
She said, you hooligans, get on down the road. And then I told her to go back to her clan meeting. But then we just.
Oh, come on.
We shuffled on.
You did not.
I did too.
Her clan meeting? What does that even mean? Why would you say that to her?
I kind of enjoyed it myself.
God, you're awful.
Yeah.
You're just as bad as she is. You realize that, right?
And you wonder why they call you hooligan.
No kidding. You wonder why you get in all these dust-ups with all these olds. That's why.
Ah, the olds. Oh, it was adorable.
God.
Yeah. And then I was pulled away. The lady friend and the kids did not want the conversation to continue anymore.
Well, because they're normal.
Probably.
And smart.
Yeah.
Whereas you.
Yeah. You hooligans. Yeah. Me and the three Asian ladies that I'm walking with, what hooligans we were, having the audacity to walk on a sidewalk. I will say, though, the fake grass looked really good. I'll give her props for that. That's some of the best fake grass I've seen.
Oh, it was fake?
Yeah, it was fake.
Oh, maybe that's what she was mad about?
Oh.
She doesn't want you to know that.
I guess. She just was not happy with it. I'd like to believe that she saw us walking, and she's like, oh, no, I got to keep an eye on these guys. These hooligans. Who need to get on down the road. But normally you can tell the fake grass. It looks pretty, you know, it looks pretty cheesy. Boy, her fake grass was nice. It was really well done. So I'll give her that. The landscaping at that old lady's house, double thumbs up. The anger about touching her grass, whew, she's hot. So just to let you know, if you're over there in Fairway Village, don't touch the fake grass.
Also, apparently she's a clan member.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of fun. I just kind of threw that one out.
A little clan whimsy?
Yeah, I just kind of threw that one out there for just kind of like, aha! You know, just kind of poking the bear a little bit.
God. Did anybody pull out their phone and start recording?
It's too dark. You really couldn't see anything anyways. And then, after that, I don't know. She said something, but we were kind of walking away. So I don't know what the retort was to the clan meeting. But, you know, then we just cruised on. We cruised on down the road and finished our lovely walk.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a nice little, just a nice little.
Man,
kind of, little,
such a good neighbor you are.
Well, it's not really my neighbor. That's a couple blocks away, but neighbor adjacent. It's a wonderful place to walk right there along the golf course. But man, those people, they are.
Hey, what course?
They're teed at Fairway Village.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never played it.
Oh, it's a little, you know, it's nine holes, but you play it both ways. So like
look it up.
You can play at 18. They have like different, you know, it's one of the, it's a nine hole, but you can make it into 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks delightful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Online.
It's not bad. Very narrow. You know, it's not a lot of wiggle room. So you don't take out the driver a lot. You just play a lot of irons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
keep it in the fairway. And for the love of God, don't touch anyone's grass. That's a no-no.
All right. Well, big sports day, guys.
Yes.
Timbers are 1-0.
That's right. Blazers practicing inside the bubble.
Zers. Yep. We've got the announcement of Busch Light Apple.
Because that's what we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, you weren't waiting for that?
That's what we've been waiting for.
It's about time.
It really is. But they've got all the, all the whiskeys and stuff have the apple, which I actually think are pretty good.
I just ordered my Kanye 2020 wristband.
Oh, did you?
That I'm going to wear.
Yeah, that he's not running for president.
Got a lot.
You got a lot of paperwork you got to fill out there. You don't get to just declare one day that you're running for president. It doesn't
paperwork.
Work that way.
Paperwork news.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know, there's no such thing as real paperwork. Well, I mean, I guess there is.
There is.
But like online paperwork, like filling out things online can also be deemed paperwork.
Sure.
Right. It's like, this is stuff you would normally have done on.
Yes.
Back in the olden days. Yes.
Computer, like any form that you're filling out, if it's got a name, address, you're doing paperwork.
So I applied for my Apple money in the big $500 million Apple settlement.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Well, it sounds like $25, pal.
Juicy.
$25 per phone per device.
Okay.
And it was only the any of the iPhone 6s or 7s.
I had
one of them.
How did I not get involved? Did they just like come to your house randomly? Or did you have to?
Oh, it was an email. And then, of course, on the email, you had the claim form.
Yeah.
And then you got to go in. It's really super easy.
I know, but you know how many of those things you've probably missed on?
Class actions, you mean?
Yeah.
I never got my ARCO money.
I got one of them.
I'm pissed about that.
Weren't you supposed to get two checks?
I think that's what they said.
I got one, and it looked like junk mail.
At this point, Rob, you've moved, so.
Yeah.
I think I threw it away. I didn't look close enough, and I threw it out.
I got one, and I happened to open it, and I was like, oh, like ARCO settlement. I never got the second one, so I'm guessing I hucked it. There was another one, and I don't know what it is. It's sitting on my desk. I haven't filled it out, but it's $50 in a class action suit out of California somewhere. But I don't know what it is. I didn't like really, you know. It just came in a little like card in like a tax form. You open it up and you're like, oh, $50. I need to fill it out and send it back in, and I'll get around to it eventually. But I should probably read what it is. But it's you get those all the time, and sometimes you fill them out, and sometimes it just kind of gets lost in the.
Well, you need to read what you get out of it.
Yeah.
And $25 per device to me is like, nah, maybe I shouldn't. I mean, who cares, right? Like the ARCO one was big, big money.
I think it was like 100, and I want to say it was like 115 I got.
Boom.
I was supposed to get two for 115, and I'm guessing they're not going to resend that second check. I'm guessing that was one of those, whoops, just missed that.
Wonder how many of those, did they disguise it that way on purpose so people don't cash
in? I guarantee it because it was, you know, you get them all the time where it's like, refinance your home or, you know, home warranty, you know, this crap. SiriusXM sends me one like every other day.
Yeah.
And you just.
They want me back too.
Yeah. And you just, you throw them away.
I send them my terrestrial radio flyers.
Yeah. You just give them the middle finger.
Listen to the fan on
the terrestrial free radio.
On free radio.
And so I guarantee there was a ton of people on that ARCO one. Like, cause I remember sitting down, I don't know about you, but I'll like open my mail every like third day, right? I get a little stack of mail and then I'll go through and I'll open it up. And I don't know why I was getting ready to huck it. And I opened it up and I was like, oh, it's a check. I guarantee the other one got thrown away. And I'll bet you that there's several million dollars worth of that settlement that got hucked in the trash for that.
Well, they'll tell you it's for safety, right? Like, we don't want him getting stolen.
Yeah, no.
But no, it's that we don't want you recognizing what it is, so we don't have to pay it.
I got one from a settlement, and it was on some sort of like pain relieving cream, you know, like one of those. And I want to say it was for $4.75.
Ooh.
The best settlement check that I've ever got.
Juicy.
It was under $5.
Oh, $4.75.
Yes, not $475. Oh. It was
you
like,
went through the steps to get your $4.75?
No, it just showed up. Like I just got a thing in the mail and same thing. I was opening it up and I was like, oh, settlement. And then I looked at it and I was like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
$4.75?
Well, I know there was an Equifax one.
Yeah.
And then there was a Yahoo one. Mm-hmm.
Vibram, the little five-finger shoes, had one. Skechers had those dumb shape-ups, like the big Frankenstein shoes. I know that was one.
Well, Apple, you made fun of us, and I remember this.
Yeah.
You said that there was no way they were doing this, and Mike and I were like, oh, I wouldn't put it past
them. Slow-down phones, right?
They were deliberate. They admitted to deliberately slowing down old phones with the new operating system. So every time you updated your operating system, it would make your old phone, they would get it so that your old phone would work so slowly that you would go in and get a new one.
Hmm.
And they admitted it. Guess how much Apple's worth? How much? Don't even guess how much they're worth.
Yeah, a gajillion dollars.
They have to pay out $500 million for that.
Do you think that bothers them?
No.
No.
I think they're doing cartwheels over that.
$25.
$25 per device. I will say I've already done the heavy lifting just to see how much, like how hard it is to get through there.
Yeah.
And it's super easy because you do have to have your old phone like serial number, but which no one has.
No,
but you can look it up by your name, your Apple ID, and your address. It will show you if you have a phone that was eligible to be paid.
Yeah,
and I had one, the iPhone 6, and so I'm gonna get my 25 geets.
I'm waiting
in a couple years.
I'm waiting on that.
Can't wait.
That Swiss cheese brain of mine, and then I get some NFL money.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
But because I was only in the NFL for such a brief period of time, I don't get like the full amount.
Well, hey, just start saying stupid things on the radio. Oh, wait.
Yeah, look at that. I got a doctor friend of mine. We can fudge something, right?
I don't think you need to fudge anything.
No, probably not. But it's like if in like real terms, like if you get it and die, if you get ALS or you get dementia, you get like $5 million. I think I only get like, we looked it up. It's like 400 grand.
Why?
It's because I was
service time.
Yeah. Service time. You got to like, if you're what is like to, for a pension, it's like 3.5 years. And I made it like 2.5. Like if depending on how long you've gone, then that's what you get. So when you're like me and you only spent like a little bit of time, I think they're like, yeah, we probably like aided in your mental decline, but not enough to give you like a bunch of money. So here, just
man,
take this and get.
Would $5 million for the family have you kind of going?
I think you got to kill yourself for that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm seriously like that's a Jesus. If you get ALS and you pass away from it, or like if you commit suicide, I think it's $5 million. But even then, the NFL doesn't pay out. The NFL's master of like there are stories and stories of people that are just. And I'm not trying to make light of this. There are people that are really, really suffering and that can't work and that are, on disability and just need that money and should get that money. And in a study and development, the NFL isn't paying it. They make you jump through about 1 million hoops and then they're like, well, we need to investigate this more. Further information is needed. So, you know, the NFL agreed to the payout. Now they're not paying it out. It's vintage NFL.
These companies, man, these multi-billion dollar companies.
Yeah, it's...
These are like dropping a hat for them.
Exactly. Well, this is kind of what we were talking about yesterday with the Epstein thing and who's the Maxwell, the Geely or whatever.
Ghislaine.
Yeah, who wants to serve out her prison time in a posh Manhattan. Yeah,
that was denied.
Yeah, Penna. I like the balls she had to even suggest it. Instead of prison, how about I wait for my trial in a New York penthouse? How'd that be? Good move. But we were talking about the other state. Like those... They're too big. Like they never get taken down. And that's these corporations like this. You can do whatever you want. Remember that first bailout all those years ago? Like we gave billions of dollars to the banks and all these Wall Street firms, and they took the money and then bought their own stock with it. Like Citibank. They took like $4 billion and then turned around and bought Citibank stock, which then boosted the stock price, and they made a killing on it. Good thing we bailed out that bank.
Well, now everybody's saying, I say everybody.
Nothing gets done.
We've got a couple texts that are like, the $500 million, that means Apple will keep doing it.
Sure.
That's so little for them.
Yeah.
That they're like, because somebody texts in and says, Apple is 100% still doing this. $25 per phone. What a deal. We'll keep doing it. And we'll just keep paying it in perpetuity.
What is the Fight Club thing? In the movie Fight Club, he talks about he works for like an automaker. And he decides whether or not you should have a recall. And so like they go through and find out like how much it would cost to settle the horrific accidents and all the claims. And if that's less than a recall, then you don't say anything and you just keep paying out the claims as people get in horrible wrecks. You know, it's one of those things. You're like, yeah, $500 million. I'll just keep slowing down phones and people will buy us new ones.
So what happens if Apple only pays $315 million out? Or no, wait, sorry, $314.68 million. Then what happens to the rest of the money? Do they have to pay it? Where does it go? Who do they pay it to?
I don't know. Well, I think it's probably one of those things where if people don't cash the checks, then it just goes away. It just goes away.
Because they disseminated the monies?
Yeah. Well, it's like gift cards, right? That's why gift cards are like the greatest thing in the world to companies.
Yes, but their fine was $500 million.
Yeah, but
to them,
they paid the fine. Well, okay.
Yeah,
I sent out that check. It's not my fault Isaac Rob didn't cash it.
Damn it.
Nuts to
Arco,
you.
Arco, I'm coming for you. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, we start today's show with college football next on The Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is our 88th COVID cast. 88th.
How about that? Although we're inching towards the end of them. I mean, if you want to count soccer, which we don't, technically they're over. Technically.
Yeah, you keep trying to add soccer, which we've said many times. We don't count that.
No, we don't.
And the only reason we don't, we have respect for it, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Well, I do, but we don't talk a lot about it here. It's not a major thing for us.
Olé, and neither is hockey.
Neither is hockey. So really, it's about baseball.
Basketball.
Basketball and football.
Well, we call it the Big Four, but in reality...
It's college football, NFL, NBA, MLB.
Exactly. So
is baseball supposed to be a week from tomorrow?
Yeah. That's so 22nd?
Or 23rd.
23rd. Yeah, so that would mean...
Right,
so
is that a week from tomorrow or a week from Thursday?
23rd is a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
That would be, let's see, number 88 here, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94. That would be on the day of our 95th COVID cast.
How about that?
And if they start,
almost 100
COVID casts are over.
Yes. Part of me wanted to get to 100 just for a nice round number, but you know,
posterity saved.
94. You know. That's 3 months of this crap.
I still every day, besides getting told not to touch someone's grass, the number one question or thing that gets said to me is, "What do you guys talk about?" There's always stuff. It really hasn't been.
Have you listened to this show before?
I know. That's always
talk about life, man.
Yeah, it's this life. Bewilderment. We can talk about Rob's new haircut. By the way, I'm a little sad.
I'm a little sad too.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's pretty. It's not short, but
yeah, it's shorter than I thought.
You didn't go back to full short.
No, but you cut a lot of it off. And
my wife likes it. She said,
"Well, that's all that matters."
She's like, "That looks great," and I'm like, "Well, I feel like I have short hair again."
Yeah.
And she's like, "No, that's long." I'm like, "No, I think it's short."
Not. Did you have new haircut sex at least?
Not yet.
Well, that's disappointing.
Well, look.
Like, one of the things is, when did this happen?
Today.
Oh, well, then that's.
I just got a cut today.
Oh, well, like.
Shout out to Melissa down at Ted Isaacs. She's great.
Well, I would hope when you came home that Nurse Nice is all hot and bothered over the new do. I mean, that's.
Hey, it's all that matters.
I mean, you prettied yourself up.
I look at the mirror and I go, if Melissa said it was great and my wife says it's great, it's great.
Yes, but here's the thing. Melissa will never be honest with you because she's the one that cut your hair.
Yeah, that's true.
We talked about when my son got his long haircut, they gave him a woman's cut. He looked like a Karen. And the lady was like, "Oh, you look so handsome." In reality, we're both looking at him. You know, I'm looking at him. He's looking in the mirror. And we're like, "Oh, my God. We had to go get that thing fixed." You can't get an honest answer. I once had a barber tell me, a hairstylist, that my hair was only thinning, that I wasn't going bald. Okay, Susan. Nice try. We all know what's happening here.
I don't really care. I just know that it was too long. I was getting over it. It was a pain.
Well, as someone who
so
was
now
living,
I can just throw on a hat.
Yeah. Well, I was living vicariously through your hair.
Yeah.
And
it'll be back.
It's a little sad.
She cut it. She said by Thanksgiving, I'll have the greatest looking hair in Portland.
That's a very bold statement.
She cut it this way so that it would grow the way that I want it styled.
Okay.
You know.
Because sometimes you got to take a step backwards in order to take a big step forward.
I think that's what we've done here.
I was a little bit confused because you said you were cutting it, and I'm like, but it still looks like you're ready to grow it out again.
I was expecting
to go back to old Rob.
No. I didn't do that. I've put too much time and energy into this. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm just stuck because, like, your sunglasses
to me.
Are creating this weird part in the back of your head. And it looks you've got, like, a little floof back there.
I got a haircut. And I feel sexy. I look great.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, what's new?
I mean, I'm turned on, but.
I know you are.
And when am I not?
Oh, we got to get to our poll question.
Yes, we do.
Today at 1080thefan.com, our poll question is as follows. And it's brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, guys. A family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. To avoid being fired, which college football coach should be happiest to not play this fall?
Ha!
Now, I've got five names on here.
Okay,
five.
Carl Durrell.
Carl Durrell? No, I did not think of putting him on here, but that's funny.
Fired after 1 year.
He's at Colorado?
Yes.
Kevin Sumlin.
Okay.
Chip Kelly.
You guys shut up.
That's probably the winner, although UCLA can't afford to fire him.
Hey, will you shut up?
Will Muschamp. Scott Frost.
Again, can't afford to fire him.
Clay Helton.
That's probably the one. That's probably the most realistic one is Clay Helton.
But wait a minute, you got to think about it though. USC has a better team than any of those.
Yes.
By a long shot.
A lot of people think USC is the best team in the Pac-12 and can be a cultural playoff team, which means Clay Helton will take it into the side of the mountain.
If you're saying to avoid being fired, I don't want to play, that's probably the guy with the worst team. It's not Clay Helton because he wants to play with this team.
Yeah.
He wants to play. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
See what I'm saying there, pal?
Yeah, but what you're assuming, and this is where I can't get on board, is that Clay Helton will actually live up to expectations. No. USC actually has a fairly tough schedule when you consider what they have to go play on the road, including at Oregon. So I think USC ends up being disappointing. They're going to play 10 games. If they do, they'll win 7 of them and his ass gets fired. I just going off of the places that can fire someone. Arizona and UCLA are both broke. And there just isn't any money to buy them out. I mean, every one of those guys could easily be fired. Muschamp could be out of South Carolina too. I think they were like 4-8 last year. They're not very good. They haven't been very good. And a stunning development, Will Muschamp has proven that he's not a good head coach again. So I would say some combination of Helton and Muschamp, even though Sumlin and Chip Kelly should be the two that are gone, but their schools just don't have any money. And so especially now with the financial situation coming down with no fans and budgetary cuts, they're not going to be able to fire either one of those guys. In fact, I wonder if this doesn't just the budget crunch in general, if that doesn't save a lot of coaches' jobs. Is you're just going to be looking around and you're like, whoa, we just took a giant financial hit. We don't know if next year is going to bounce back. Look at some of the buyouts on these contracts.
Who's the first team to go without a coach?
Just go coachless, a coach by committee?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? We fired
just
our head.
Just eat that salary.
We fired our head coach, but we will not be hiring anyone.
We will not replace him. His position will be absorbed by the rest of the team.
Well, Barry Alvarez kind of did that for a while, right? He was the AD, and so he just came down and coached Wisconsin. Barry Alvarez is like, I'll do this. What the hell? Get out of my way.
All right. Well, I'll get to this next, but I saw a list by Dennis Dodd. That's the reason I put that up there is he had the hot seat rankings.
Yeah. And then, of course,
a couple of interesting names on there.
Well, we're missing the number one name that should be worried, and that's the great Lou Saban. Lou Saban could yes. be out at any moment.
Although, I don't know, when you get shout-outs from POTUS, you know, I think that's a vote of confidence.
Lou Saban. That's fantastic.
Was he thinking of Lou Holtz, you think?
Well, Lou Holtz, he stumps for him all the time. I don't know if you've ever heard Lou, but he goes on like he goes on all the Fox programs.
My buddy Lou Holtz?
Lou Holtz. Yeah, he goes on there all the time. And so I think that's probably what it is. Lou's a big fan of the Prez. So
all right.
He's probably just, you know, combining those two.
Also up next, just how much money will college football programs lose if there is no season? But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Got some big NFL contracts we got to discuss.
Yeah.
Some new contracts. Lou Saban, not one of them.
Well, tomorrow is the...
He's not leaving Alabama. Wait.
Where
he's
is
not
he?
Leaving...
Notre Bama.
Notre Bama for the NFL.
South Alabama. Yeah, tomorrow is the deadline for any franchise tag player to sign an extension. So tomorrow, if you don't have your franchise tag signed or you don't have the deal extended, then at that point, all you can do this year is play underneath the tag. There, you cannot sign a new deal. So that's why you're seeing some deals today and maybe one or two tomorrow.
So Dennis Dodd went through every football coach in college and put a ranking on how hot their seat is.
Yeah.
And he put on here, so there's it's a ranking from 0 to 5, 0 being untouchable, 5 winner be fired. He only put 6 coaches under the 5 rating.
Okay.
And those 6 coaches are, and these are kind of curious to me. Well, some of them are kind of curious. Those 6 coaches are Barry, Scott Frost, which I wouldn't have thought would be in that category, but well, Scott Frost is in there.
See, again, this goes back to two things. One, Nebraska loves Scott Frost, and they're going to give him some time. And then I'm willing to guess that if we, and I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, but he's got Scott Frost win or be fired.
Really?
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought.
So if the rating goes from 0 untouchable to 5 win or be fired, he only has 6 coaches under the win or be fired ranking.
See, I was confused. I thought Scott Frost was one of the untouchables, which I think would be weird.
Oh, God, no.
And I was like, he hasn't been very good. But Scott Frost will not be fired. One, they love him there. Two, they know there's no one else coming down the pipe. And I'm guessing that his buyout is enormous.
So I thought that was odd. That's why I put him on the poll question. I'm like, wow, he's really, you know, the seat's that hot there. He's 9-15 in 2 years.
By the way, it'd be about 22 million.
Yeah,
to
he's
buy
not
out
going
Scott Frost.
Anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
Number 5 also is Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
That's pretty clear.
And he deserves, I mean.
Yeah, 7-17.
He hasn't been good.
Got to get better.
And the program is not going in a good direction. They don't recruit very well. He just got a no vote of confidence on the whole COVID thing. I, again, the only thing that will save his job One, unless there's a major turnaround, is that UCLA might be in worse financial trouble than just about any other Power Five school. Remember, there was an article in the LA Times before the COVID stuff hit about how bad a financial situation UCLA was in. And again, I'll look it up, but I'm guessing they're just not going to write a $10, $15, $20 million check and then have to go out and hire another coach at $3 or $4 or $5 million.
And the other four coaches who are win or be fired out of the six, Randy Edsall at UConn.
Yeah.
He's 6-30 there in his second stint there. He was really good the first time.
Yeah.
Clay Helton, which is wild because he's 40-22 and he's won the Pac-12 and he's won the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
But we all know that story. Dana Dimmel, UTEP, 2-22.
I honestly couldn't tell you. I got nothing.
And then
how long would it have taken us to come up with who the UTEP coach is?
I would have said Mike Price.
Is Mike Price still there? What?
And then the last guy is Derek Mason, who's still at Vanderbilt, believe it or not.
Yeah.
27-47 there.
Well, Vanderbilt.
So those are the only guys that are win or be fired.
Have you seen what's happening at Vandy? They absorbed their, sports information. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. That entire sports information department,
yeah,
they just did away with
it. I did that in college.
Yeah, they
got rid of it.
Yeah, they're an SEC school.
Boy.
And they just did away with it.
So those are the people that do like the press releases and the media guides and
schedule interviews.
Yeah, and do all the interviews.
And in the SEC and Vanderbilt.
Wait, how do they do that? You got to have somebody.
They just absorbed it into the general communication fund of the school. So whoever schedules a meeting for the chancellor to go meet with a board of, regents or whatever, then they're just doing that for the athletic program. And a lot of people think that this may be the writing on the wall that the SEC is just going to kick Vandy out and be like, look, we had you in here because we thought you could raise the collective GPA and give us some academic clout. But look, just this isn't working out. Go join the Ivy League. And we'll go get one of the Texas schools.
My claims to fame from the sports info department at KU. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I had a big feature on Rafe LaFrance in one of the Kansas basketball game day programs.
Ooh, that's hot.
I still have it.
Do you?
Yeah. Actually, I'm pretty proud of it. It was a pretty good piece, believe it or not, for dumbass me. But Rafe and I were buddies. So he came in and interviewed and did the whole thing. And the Kansas Golf Media Guide. Circa 1997, I think.
Yeah.
That was all me, bro.
That was all you.
If you read through it, that was me. And let me tell you something.
You're just wasting your talents here.
Right here, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. it's just funny that you say that they absorbed the sports info department. I can totally see why, even though that does seem wild.
Yeah.
Because there was no money in our... I mean, this was 25 years ago and there was no money in it.
Well, the point is
that
in a place like the SEC, like a lot of those places have two SID sports information directors.
And we had no budget.
These huge staffs and at Vanderbilt.
They're like, hey, put together a media guide. Okay, what do I get? Nothing. Just do it online.
I don't know.
Get some pictures or something. We don't know. Figure it out. We don't have any budgets.
By the way, so I looked up, we mentioned Scott Frost is north of 20 million.
How much does he make?
Scott Frost, let's look at his, I just looked at his buyout. I just found,
I still think that was a good hire though.
I found, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, look, I understand why they did it.
He'll
but
be good there.
At some point you got to start winning.
Yeah. But he's only been there 2 years.
Yeah, he's been really bad those 2 years.
9-15. I mean, he was winless at, wasn't he winless or was he the guy that took over the winless team at Central Florida?
He took over a winless or one loss team at Central Florida.
And made him 6-6.
Yeah, in a couple years had it turned around. Look, I think it's a big couple years for Scott Frost, but the fact that he's at Nebraska and they love him there, they're going to be patient because if you're Nebraska, right, realize that you've gone from Tom Osborne to Frank Solich to Bo Pelini to Mike Riley and now Scott. Like, who's coming? If it's not Scott Frost and you whiff on that, what the hell do
I think
you do?
You just give him a long leash. I think
exactly.
He'll get it done. He went 6-7 and then 13-0 at Central Florida.
Yeah.
Left for Nebraska. He went 4-8 and 5-7.
Yeah. By the way, Scott Frost, a little over $5 million a year.
Boo.
In base salary.
Boo.
So Chip Kelly, I looked it up.
Mike Riley didn't make that.
No. Chip Kelly and Kevin Sumlin both, look, this is a tough check to write. And again, this goes back to, coaches are going to get saved because athletic departments don't have any money, but Kelly's buyout is only about $9 million And Sumlin's buyout is going to be right in that same neighborhood, about $10 million. But both of those guys, the buyouts go down as the as it goes on. So just in these times with the budget crunches you have, no one's getting fired. Not in the Pac-12, not at Arizona, not at UCLA. I could see them asking those guys to maybe take a pay cut, something like that. Like, hey, how about we chop off $1 million and but I just don't think, unless you are just horrific and you take the program into the side of the mountain, I just don't think that budgets are going to allow for these coaches to get fired. Because remember, if you fire a coach, and this is the other thing that people don't think about very much, it's you fire Kevin Sumlin, you fire Chip Kelly, and you want to go out and you want to get a reasonable coach, right? He's going to demand whatever it is, $2.5, $3.5, $4 million for his salary, but he wants his own staff. So not only do you have to buy out Chip Kelly, but you got to go ahead and buy out his entire staff. Same thing with Kevin Sumlin. And so then you got to pay all those guys to go away, and then you got to hire a whole new staff. So that's kind of the little like dirty secret, is that it's not just paying the head coach's buyout, because no coach that has options is going to agree to take over a Kevin Sumlin or a Chip Kelly program and work under his assistants. It's not happening. You kind of got to be able to have a clean slate, and that just it just isn't going to fly.
By the way, I was looking at the newest Kansas golf media guides.
Yeah.
And it appears that they have not gone away from my very innovative media guide cover designs from the 90s.
Really? They're sticking with it?
They've stuck with it all these years. I believe I'm a pioneer, and that is guys standing in front of their drivers looking at the camera.
Well, you know what, Rob?
Pretty innovative.
You know what basically we can determine from this?
Pretty
is
innovative.
Your designs,
yeah,
they're timeless.
Timeless.
I mean, they
stand. They're still doing it.
The test of time.
I mean, they're just standing there with their drivers. It's a great idea. I had back then.
I just can imagine the budget for those sorts of things.
Actually, we didn't even do a photo shoot. I think I remember having to like crop pictures.
Yeah.
And put them on there.
Just cut and paste. It
would have been easier just have four guys, you know, because they always put the seniors on there.
Sure.
All right, good times. All right, fella, these college football programs, if we don't play, how much money will they lose? We did have one AD who started to outline that already, and we'll get to that next. But we've got to take a break. It's 3:45 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I thought we were in an 80s training montage there for a moment, and we're at a rave.
Dude, I'd love to be in an 80s training montage.
You ever
Those
been to a rave?
So good.
What?
The 80s training montages. Yeah.
You're the best around. I just want to know that, like, were those songs written specifically for the training montage, or did they go find those? Phil Esposito, or is it Joe Esposito who wrote You're the Best Around, which would be the training montage from The Karate Kid?
Well, what was I going to say?
I think you asked if we'd ever been to a rave.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been to a real rave?
No.
Not even Young Mike?
Nope.
One with the kids? That was sort of a thing that was coming in as I was growing into old mandom.
I think I've been on the outskirts
in my 30s
of like maybe two or three, and I don't know if you would officially call them raves. But
that means you probably haven't been to a rave if you have to
no.
sit there.
Yeah,
and
I think
go,
you would know.
I've been to a full-on electronic dance party, but I don't know if you would consider that to be a rave. The in the middle infield at the Indy 500, they have it's unbelievable. It's like foam and everyone is effed up and it's the EDM stuff. And then I've had two in Vegas that were borderline raves. But again,
that's not a real. Yeah, no, come on. You can't do borderline raves.
I guess if you're
if
saying
you're like, not getting effed up and have neon lights and you're waving them in the air, then you're not at a rave, right?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, and you got to drop acid.
Yeah.
That was always the connotation. Was like, ooh, yes. Rave. Ooh, you got to be all wasted.
Acid or Molly, right?
Right.
One of the other.
One of those MDM or whatever. It's like, and then no, that's rave light, but full on rave. No, I'm too old for that.
Vegas, they have that EDM festival.
Yeah.
And that I think is typically right around this time. Cause it's usually when we go to Vegas, we're supposed to be in Vegas this weekend, but we're not going this year. But, the kids are always in Vegas for that.
Sure.
And of course we don't have anything to do with that, but we see them and they all are super wasted. They're very young and they always wear neon. Like they have neon everything.
Yeah, and you're not wearing a whole lot of clothing.
And they're
great.
And they don't come out until, I mean, they're like vampires. They don't come out until like 10 o'clock at night.
Last year for New Year's, we went up to Canada. I took the fam and we went up there to see a hockey game or two. And we spent New Year's up there. And at the Rogers, they're both Rogers, but there's the hockey stadium next door to it is the football stadium, right? And they were having a New Year's EDM show next door to the hockey game. And when we came out of the hockey game, holy hell, we thought we had walked into the zombie apocalypse. I've never seen anything quite like it. And just seeing the people milling around in front of the stadium, I can't imagine what it was like going inside.
It's an interesting lot.
Sure.
By the way, those wondering, EDM is electronic dance music.
Yeah.
And that's all. It's just basically them, you know.
Yeah, Skrillex.
As Mike likes to say with the drops, bumping.
It's a pumping.
Oh, pumping.
Yeah, come on, get it right.
It's a pumping.
It's pumping.
Yeah.
All right, well, Iowa State AD, his name is Jamie Pollard. Not to be confused with the great Scott Pollard.
His name is Jamie Pollard.
And he is the first athletic director to jump out and say, look, here's how much money we're going to lose if we don't play football.
Yeah.
He wrote an open letter to his community, the Iowa State community, which, by the way, I got to say this about the folks in Ames. Wonderful fan base. Like, they are Iowa State. You would have no idea about this. They're crazy fans. I mean, like, they're awesome.
Well, and they party with their head coach. Go Larry.
I mean, they're awesome. Like, we used to go to the old Big 8 tournament.
Great. Yeah, you've told this before.
Oh, it's my just, God. Their fan. KU would, of course, be overrun like the Kemper Arena for the Big 8 tournament for obvious reasons. But next best by far in Iowa terms State. Of fan base was Iowa State.
I
they would fill that place.
I don't know how many people. Until you told me that, I would have never guessed that.
They are super... super good.
I always felt that when we used to go up to the Great Alaskan Shootout, I'd spend my Thanksgivings up in Anchorage back when that basketball tournament was a thing. You know who was like that? Was Minnesota. The Minnesota fans just showed up in spades and gave a crap. And I never understood why. Like, what?
Why do you care about this?
Well, and like you would think, like because this is, like I said, Thanksgiving. I get it if they were in the Maui tournament. Because you're in Minnesota, right? And you want to get the hell out and go to Maui. Why on earth are you leaving Minnesota in Thanksgiving to go to Anchorage on Thanksgiving? That makes no sense. You're just going from butt-ass cold to butt-ass cold to watch average Big Ten basketball? Never understood that.
So in an open letter to the Iowa State community released Monday, he added that the university itself stands to lose millions as well as the result of the coronavirus pandemic. He said $40 million for the athletic department.
Yikes.
$40 million in 6 months is what they will lose. And then that's when I read, he added that the university itself will lose much more. He said the revenue lost for its educational fund for the fiscal year 2021 is $41 million.
Ouch.
If they don't play.
You're just not going to recover. You just can't recover. And even if they do play, and this is the, it's again, kind of the ugly secret that no one's talking about. It's like, oh, we got to get games in. Even if you get games in with no fans, you are still taking a meat cleaver to your budget. I mean, you are talking about still millions upon millions upon millions being lost. And for the small guys, you're not going to be able to play the big boys, which makes up the vast majority of your budget because there's going to be no conference games. And for the bigger schools, you know, that seat 60, 70, 80,000 people, Ohio State said with no fans, that's a $50 million loss. And I'm sure the places like Ohio State and Penn State and Bama, they're going to come out of this on the other side okay. But let's not act like that's just a drop in the bucket. Ah, we lost $50 million. And for smaller schools, kind of the middle of the road Power Five conference schools or in Oregon State or Washington State, I mean, these are just going to be UCLA, Arizona. I think the vast majority of Pac-12 schools fall into this category that if you don't play or you don't play without any fans, this will forever change, at least for the foreseeable future, how programs are run. Everything from, you know, game day operations. Oregon State isn't going to stay at hotels. Remember, they announced that. They're trying to save on costs. So
where are they going to sleep?
Well, home games, they're going to have the guys stay at their houses.
That makes sense.
Well,
that's an easy one.
That's an easy one. But I promise you.
How many people knew that college teams a lot stay at hotels, even in their home towns the night before games. I don't know how many people know that.
Yeah, everyone does that.
They do.
Yeah.
But
there's just, you're going to have all kinds of these little things. And Oregon State has reduced staff. Washington State has reduced staff. Non-revenue generating sports are going to be cut. I mean, like I said, the knife is coming out and it's trimming these departments. It's just going to be how big a knife and what kind of piece you take off.
Well, the first guy I've heard put numbers to it. Like, they're saying university-wise, the estimates are around $73 million total for the university. Yikes. Although that is much higher. I feel like the universities can absorb it better. They've got their own problems with, you know.
Kids not showing up.
Yeah, right. Or like people just all over them about, you're going to keep tuition the same, even though these kids are going online. And a lot of people just aren't going to do that.
No.
You know, so they've got their own problems. I don't worry about the universities in the athletic realm as much. You do worry about the athletic departments because you worry about the other sports. And $40 million in 6 months is insane.
And this is the other thing, to your point, because I know some people have kind of thrown out, though, well, why won't the schools just bail them out? This is what you were talking about just now. Schools got bigger problems. If you don't have butts in seats as far as in on campus, and you're not paying for dorms and books and all this sort of stuff, there's major universities that are talking about having major financial crises. So
yeah, they're not worried about football.
No, they're not worried about football. No one's writing checks to bail anyone out when you got your own set of problems because you can't get kids on campus. And you think about if you have to shut down for a year or half a year at one of these major universities where you have tens of thousands of kids, what does that do financially to you? Just across the board, if you can't have students on campus, I mean, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, the ramifications of this are just going to be enormous. And when the dust settles, I think it's going to be a little one of those like Game of Thrones after the dragon comes through and burns down King Landing. We're all going to be Dinklage just walking around surveying the damage. Exactly. Like, what does this look like when we emerge from this? And the truth of the matter is no one really knows. Until we actually get there and we get to the other side of this.
So the Iowa State AD's quote was, some people have incorrectly framed this issue as safety versus revenue generation. The simple fact is that reality lies somewhere in the middle. As leaders, we remain committed to safety first. But because the revenue losses would be so significant without sports, he said the push is to play in the fall as safely as possible. We understand there are serious health considerations that are implicated by moving forward with sports. So, in other words, yeah, they're going to try to play.
Yeah.
Maybe spring. You know, maybe they'll play in the spring.
Well, I think
that could be a thing.
Especially with the TV money, you've got to find a way to, I mean, yeah, I guess you don't have to. The belief is this is going to be an absolute catastrophe if we can't find a way to get something on the field that we can at least save the TV money. Yes, we're going to lose everything else, but for the love of the Lord, please, let's find a way to keep our TV dollars. Which is why if you can't get one in, they will find a way or at least attempt to play during the spring, and you'll lose some kids and it'll throw things off with spring ball and recruiting and guys going directly to the NFL, not playing their junior or senior season. There'll be some of that, but it'll all be collateral damage that they're willing to accept in order to have some product on the field and try to recoup some of this money.
All right. Up next, we break down Busch Light Apple.
You got your case ready to go?
Ew.
What do you mean, ew? Which is what we've all been waiting for, and we'll do an hour on it.
All of us?
Are you tired of Bud Light Lime? Wait till you try Busch Light Apple.
Oh, and some NFL contracts agreed to today. 4:01 on the fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.